It is good seeing everybody here. With this many attendees, I'm not sure they would have fit in the room, even if we were live.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the virtual.
Truly, truly is.
Okay, well, it is 8:30. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
The meeting is being recorded. Dr. King, if you'll call the meeting to order, we will then do a roll call of board members and staff.
Perfect. I call this meeting to order at 8:30 on May 24th, 2022.
Thank you. Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bastille?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Sure.
Dr. Cornwall?
Here.
Mr. Greer? Mr. Barton? Please note Mr. Greer and Mr. Barton absent at this time. Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. Dr. King, the meeting is yours.
Thank you. So the first item on our agenda for us to do is review the minutes, consideration and take action on approving for minutes from the meeting March 22nd, 2022 regular session.
I move that we approve the minutes for the March session.
Second. King, second. Okay, if there's no discussion, let's take a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the March 22nd, 2022 regular session minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
The motion passes.
And then, members of the board, we have the April 26th regular session and April 26th executive session. I was not absent. I was not there. I was absent. And since both Joshes are not here, and I won't be voting on theirs because I wasn't there, we won't have a quorum for that.
Dr. King, first we have to do the March 22nd executive session minutes.
Okay. Fast forward to March 22nd. Executive session A, any concerns or questions? Okay, we have a motion.
We'll accept the minutes from the executive session A, March 22nd.
Okay, King
Second.
second. Okay. All right, if there's no discussion, let's call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the March 22nd, 2022 executive session A meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. So my suggestion is that we move the April 26th regular session and executive sessions to later in the meeting when Mr. Barton and Mr. Greer are present so that we would have a quorum to vote on those. Does that sound okay, Judy?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Perfect. All right, so then agenda item number four, applications for licensure. Let the record show there's nothing for A, B, C, one or two. So that moves us to the consent agenda. Members of the board, are there any cases on the consent agenda that you would like to pull out for further discussion? Okay. So hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda?
I move that we approve all the items on the consent agenda.
Second.
And just for clarification, you're moving to approve both A, B, and C items on the consent agenda?
Well, there's nothing on A and A, B, or C. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one here. Yes, I'm referring to A, B, and C.
Perfect. A has 2, B has 3, C has 1, and D has none, just to clarify. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Can you remind me, please, who seconded that?
Bustillo.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no discussion, let's call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda, numbers 5A, 5B, 5C, and there are no cases in 5D. So move to approve the consent agenda as a whole. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, so considering that it is 8:36, 7 or so, and our first informal hearing is not until 9, we're going to reorder the agenda a little bit, if that's okay, and move to agenda item 9, initial reviews. I believe that Mr. Lettner and his representative are present. Mr. Lettner, are you on the call?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, who was that? Who said good morning?
Good morning. This is Cynthia Patain. I represent Mr. Lettner.
Thanks. Good morning. Okay. So I have a script I want to read really quick regarding initial reviews. So if you just give me one.
Dr. King?
Yeah.
This particular case is not an initial review.
Oh.
It is a request for termination of the board order.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So if you'd like, I could just do a brief summary for the board's benefit.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So case 1910, Mr. Lettner, he had a board order that was going to expire, that expires 5/22. He was provided with an extension to that board order to get his chart review completed, his board order chart review completed. He did submit records in January of 2022 that did not meet regulatory requirements. He then had an additional 3 chart review completed, and we enlisted the assistance of Peg Hiller, physical therapist, to complete the second chart review. You do have the summary of her chart review, and Mr. Lettner and Ms. Patain were provided with that summary. I concurred with what Ms. Hiller found in that Mr. Lettner did significantly improve his documentation from January to this most current chart review. And he meets most regulatory requirements. The one area that that Mr. Lettner, you know, I think over the 3 charts that Ms. Hiller reviewed, in the area of informed consent, it appears to be the practice of Mr. Lettner that the patient will sign a generic informed consent document before initiation of service. There isn't anything in his documentation that would suggest that per R-424-301, the requirements for informed consent, that there's a discussion collaboration with that patient after the evaluation to discuss the goals, collaborate on what the findings are, et cetera. So I think it's really the board's purview to determine if he meets the requirements, but in one area he needs to still improve. I don't know if the board has any questions for me or Ms. Hiller. I assume Ms. Hiller is available for questions as well.
Okay. Mindy, just to clarify, so you're suggesting that for the most part, documentation has met the minimum requirements.
Yes.
However, there was a piece around consent that doesn't seem to be meeting what the expectation is.
Right. Well, R424301 indicates that a physical therapist shall obtain the patient's consent before the examination treatment, but it also states the physical therapist shall communicate to the patient the examination findings, the evaluation, diagnosis, prognosis, collaborate. In Mr. Lettner's records, his clinical records, that's not present. So he may be doing it, it's just not documented.
Thank you. Mr. Lettner, I'm assuming that you're okay to answer questions from the board?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a statement or any response to the investigative report and Mindy's summary of how you're doing and some of the things that maybe are still missing?
Regarding the consent post-evaluation, I do the evaluation and then I go over with the patient my findings, what shortcomings he may have, and we discuss various treatment options and I go over which I feel are best suited for the patient. And that's with everything. I mean, if I'm treating the leg, I'm going to say, I'm going to pull up your pant leg, or could you pull up your pant leg? And I will initiate treatment. It's an ongoing process throughout every treatment. And that's what I do. I don't document that I do that in great detail, no.
Is there any general documentation of you know, gaining the patient's consent to treatment for at each session?
Yes, we do have copies of, for each of the three records, okay. There was a generic statement signed prior to, you know, when the patient checks in, mm-hmm. there's statements that they acknowledge that they understand, like the financial commitments, et cetera.
Okay.
And in that, there was a consent for general treatment in physical therapy.
All right. We're just missing documentation of, like, the summary of, like, findings, treatment plan, goals, collaboration with the patient on consenting to the treatment plan.
The actual treatment, I think a simple statement in Mr. Lettner's, I mean, he really has done, to his benefit, he has really done a nice job of improving his documentation from January to when Ms. Hiller reviewed the records and I reviewed Ms. Hiller's response. So I think something as simple as a acknowledgement in his clinical documentation that he's discussed the plan of care with the patient, the patient's in agreement.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, I think that's would certainly close the loop on informed consent.
Thank you.
Mindy, this and others, this is Mark Cornwall. Mr. Lettner, this may sound like something trivial, but in reality, it's not. All it would take is one patient to misinterpret something that you do or didn't do and have a complaint. And the only thing we would have to know whether or not the patient agreed to do this or that is your documentation. And without it, you'd be in big trouble. So if for no other reason than to protect yourself and make sure that the patient understands all the options that are available and that they've come to, you and the patient have come to an agreement, you need to make sure that that's documented.
Okay.
With the board's permission, I would speak to that if I may.
Yes, since you reviewed his charts.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Lettner's records do contain intake paperwork that includes a signature for consent for treatment. I think there's a common misconception from a lot of physical therapists that suffices as informed consent, but since the physical therapist hasn't met the patient, done an examination, assessed the condition, made a diagnosis, and come up with a treatment plan, that pre-visit disclaimer, if you will, I think really doesn't meet this legal standard. I think Mr. Lettner well understands and is most likely doing the process of obtaining informed consent. He is just not repeating that. It could be a single sentence in the initial visit and all subsequent visits at which treatment is changed, altered, different modalities or procedures are introduced. All of those would require that statement, you know, advised patient of procedure and consent obtained. So I don't doubt that he's doing it. He just needs to make sure he's putting it in his written records.
It sounds like then the question is, do we feel like we need to see another sample of documentation indicating that, or are we good with what he's done so far and with the advisement and education to make sure that that part is in his charts moving forward?
I'm good, and I would move that we approve his request for termination of board order.
I'll second that. I think especially after this discussion, Mr. Lettner will have a greater appreciation for the importance of, daily informed consent, as well as the general needs.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion or questions for the board? Okay, hearing none, then let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to terminate the order of case 1910, Hans Lettner, PT. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and leave the meeting.
Yeah. Best of luck, Mr. Lettner.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have about 13 minutes or so until our first informal hearing. So, Judy, what are your thoughts about potentially moving to agenda item 9? F. Chelsea Freeman.
I think that would be a wise move at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is Ms. Freeman on the call?
And just for the record, Ms. Freeman did not respond to the invitation for the meeting.
Okay. All right. So that being considered, Mindy, do you want to give us a review of the complaint?
I can. Now, this one is an initial review. Do you want to review your script now or later?
I think I'll do it later because she's not on the call and there's no complainant.
Got it.
Yep. So I think I'll hold on that. Thank you, though, for asking.
Okay. On April 21st of 21, the board staff determined that Ms. Freeman had purchased an Arizona compact privilege on 419 a couple of days prior, and then she registered for the exam a day later on 420. She was contacted on 422 and notified that she was in violation of ARS 32-2044-3, attempting to obtain a license or certificate by fraud or misrepresentation. She was sent a notice of complaint. She responded to that, which you have in your materials. Mm-hmm. She was approved to take the Arizona jurisprudence exam, but failed the first attempt, and we have not approved her for her second attempt as yet. This case is for your review.
Thank you. Does anyone on the board have anything they want to discuss around this case?
Do we know if she's treated at all under the compact?
No, she's not in Arizona at this point.
Okay.
This is a recurring theme. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, since it's an initial review, Mark, you can correct me, but I'm pretty sure that we can't issue her a board order, correct?
That is correct, although I do think if you want to consider perhaps offering her a consent agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think I think the board just needs to move and do something, because later on in the meeting we're going to find that this is much more widespread than we ever thought. So I would move that we offer her a consent agreement, and in that she needs to withdraw her compact privilege, take and pass the jurisprudence exam before reapplying, and I think we ought to. She needs to pay a $500 fine.
Mark, if I could make a suggestion, to potentially amend your motion, I'm wondering if we could offer her a consent agenda to voluntarily surrender her compact privilege, and if she does not, we move it to a formal hearing. That just kind of lines up with what we've done, and just looking to make sure we're as consistent as we can in these situations.
Well, it would be a little bit more consistent, but we've never really decided as a board that that's what we want to do going forward. There's the problem, is that we've done it in the past, but we've never, not everyone's happy with that, and there hasn't been a consensus that that's what we ought to do going forward.
So then your motion is to offer her a consent agenda to surrender her license, take and pass the jurisprudence when she reapplies, and a $500 fine. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a second? Okay. So hearing none. Do we want anyone want to make a second motion or a different motion?
Well, I mean, my only concern with that, I mean, I would agree that would be a great way to go, but because that's not something that we've done in the past, I just worry if it's going to come back and be an argument that, you know, is made. Well, with people who did the same violation, you know, you didn't make them, you know, have to go through that process. Would it make more sense if, you know, we put on the agenda to actually come up with, okay, moving forward, what is our actual disciplinary action going to be? And then have that in some sort of a policy write-up of some sort. I'm just not sure, you know, how we go about making it something more official so that people actually know, oh, if I don't do this correctly, this is what's going to end up happening.
Are you thinking something along the lines of a disciplinary matrix, like we have for CEUs, where there's like just a clear criteria?
Yeah, something like that that can be visible to anybody who's going through the compact process, so that they can see and we can show, hey, this is something that's out there. You know exactly what the penalty is for not doing this the right way.
How about let's put that or something like that on a future agenda as a future agenda item, and you know, to potentially discuss and consult with Mr. Harris on that. And I don't know what that process is. But do you have a motion for this particular case, Giovanni?
I mean, as far as where I'm thinking is you had brought up, I would motion that we do a consent agenda. And then if there is no response for it, move it to an informal hearing.
And so you're saying a consent agreement to surrender her compact.
To surrender the compact, yeah.
And I believe it's 30 days, but if I think we've done 30 days in the past, I'd have to ask. And then if she does not, move to a formal hearing?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Or would it be formal hearing or informal?
No, it'd be formal.
It'd be formal, okay.
Yeah, because at risk would be us removing her privileges here in Arizona.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Second, I agree that we do need to agendize this and come up with a very significant stepwise penalty. I think you're on the right track, Mark. We just got to get it formalized moving forward.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I think this will be the third time we put it on the agenda. So we have it on the agenda. We have a discussion, but we never make a decision.
Fair enough.
So on that agenda item, I think we need to label that a decision needs to be made.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Are there any further discussion for Chelsea Freeman?
Can I clarify the motion, please? So we're moving for a consent agreement. Just my question is based on, in the past, we've not done the consent agreement. We have simply requested a voluntary surrender with proof from the compact that allows them to voluntarily surrender, and then we get that documentation. Or do you want it formalized in a consent agreement?
I think that we should probably stick with what we've been doing in the past, just to avoid any issues with it. And then when we agendize coming up with the true disciplinary action for it, then at that point move forward with whatever we put into writing.
Okay, so you're modifying it. That's no consent agenda. We're just requesting voluntary surrender.
Yeah, I'll modify my motion to do that.
Dr. Bustillo, are you okay with your second?
Yes.
Does that help, Judy?
It does. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Let's call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to offer Ms. Freeman an opportunity to voluntarily surrender her compact privilege, if not completed, she will be invited to a formal hearing. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Cornwall?
No.
The motion passes.
Judy, I can interrupt. Mr. Barton joined the proceeding about 10 minutes ago, so I don't know if he's eligible to participate in the voting.
I did not. I only came in at the tail end of the discussion, so even if I am eligible, I would abstain.
Okay.
Just because I'm not clear enough on what's going on with the discussions.
Okay. So, Mr. Harris, please clarify for me, would we still mark Mr. Barton absent since he was absent through most of this on this current vote, or would we have him abstain prior to acknowledging for the record that he's in attendance?
Josh, would it be okay if we just showed that you were absent for this agenda item and then moving forward for the rest of the meeting, show that you're present?
Yes, I think that would be appropriate.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then at this point, let's let the record show that Mr. Barton has joined. We will mark him at 8:58.
Okay. So finish the voting on that, Judy. We're good to move.
We did. Yes. I'm sorry. My apologies. That motion passes.
No problem. Okay. Thank you. I'm wondering if now that Mr. Barton is here, good morning, Mr. Barton. Good to see you.
Good morning.
If we could go back to review approval of the minutes from the April 26th meeting. Members of the board, do we have a motion for approval or any concerns, changes, or edits for April 26th regular session meeting minutes?
I move that we approve the meeting minutes for the regular session for the April meeting.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. We'll call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the April 26th regular session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Abstain. I was absent.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer is absent. Mr. Barton?
I will abstain also. I was absent.
No, this is the April 26th. You were at that meeting.
Oh, the April meeting.
Yeah. Yes.
I will, yes. Sorry.
So you vote yes?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
Okay. And then review any edits or changes or for the April 26, 2022 executive session A. Okay, no edits. I move that we approve. I can't move because I wasn't there. Can someone make a motion to approve those minutes?
I move that we approve the executive session minutes for the April meeting.
Second.
Great. So we have a motion to approve executive session A, April 26th. If there's no discussion, let's call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the April 26th, 2022 executive session A meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Abstain.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Okay, I have that it is 9:01. Judy, do you want to stop recording and restart for the Latasseur's informal hearing?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you. The recording will stop at 9:01.